Indeed, student Miss Francis. Come, Lima Vashekata. He doesn't mean that an ignorant Jew cannot see that the country is the biggest mitzvah to teach Torah to everybody. Thou shalt teach to your sons, who are the sons, the disciples, the students, because the disciple is called his son, because the Rebbe is obligated to love and to be devoted to his student the way he is devoted to his son. But to put an ignorant Talmud and tell him to ask all kinds of naive questions, so he'll distract everybody. So it will operate in the inverse. That is not allowed. Menaili Dayan Shidir Khabir Shugaz. Jahinei Shidir Khabir Shugaz. Menai Shali Stolif May Tamlima Basha Katir. If he Dayan knows that a certain person is a gospel, a certain witness is a Rosh, he has no credibility. Let's say he's a thief, he's a robber, he's a violent person, he eats people, so he has no credibility. He cannot, his testimony is not admissible. So, but the guy knows that this time the witness who is a thief happens to tell the truth. He's not allowed to accept the testimony. If he dies, the judge feels he doesn't know. He has no evidence, but he has an appraisal in his mind that this person, he contradicts himself so many times. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe he means well, but he's all confused. Sometimes a witness might be an honest person and still tell a story that is completely baseless. I remember when I was a young boy, 10 years old, and my father was sick. He had a lot of fluid in his lungs. And at first the doctor said that he should have an operation. But then the night before he was supposed to be taken to the hospital, I had a cousin in Warsaw. His name was Dr. Aaron Slovich, the same name as I. He was not named after the same person. I was named after my maternal great ancestor, a great grandfather. The father of my grandfather, Rebbe Lepuchina, and he was named after somebody else. But the same night, my father of sainted memory woke up and he started coughing without his stop. And my mother became so frightened. My father couldn't breathe, so my mother called up, and she couldn't call up. In those days, we had no telephone. So he went to Dr. Soloveitchik's office and called him. Dr. Soloveitchik rushed. He didn't have a car, but he had a horse and buggy, and he came in half an hour. And he examined my father's heart, and he said, "A miracle happened to you, Reb Moshe. All the fluid was evacuated. You don't have to go to the hospital." So he stayed in Warsaw for 3 months. Then Dr. Slavajic of St. Memory was also in Martyr. The Nazi had his own hospital, and he had a name as the biggest surgeon, not only in Warsaw, in all of Europe, United States, I don't know. That was in 1928, and many doctors said that in Vienna which was known as the place of progress, the big surgeons. They, whenever we had an emergency operation, in those days, what was an emergency operation? They didn't operate upon somebody with cancer, but they operated somebody with an ulcer in the stomach. So whenever they had a patient in Vienna for an operation on a patient who had an ulcer, a bleeding ulcer, they got in touch with Dr. Slavik, and he came. So one doctor said, Dr. Pupko, that was a lung specialist, that in the United States they don't have such experts. So for 3 months my father stayed at home. After that, Dr. Slavik advised him to go to Otwotsk. Otwotsk was a suburb of Warsaw, the summer resort. And there he stayed in a certain village. And my mother had to take care of all the children. I was the youngest, but I had 2 sisters. And she had to take care of a brother of hers, Yitzhak, who had cancer. And he stayed in our house. So my mother asked me, Saddam, you stay with your father. So I stayed with my father. Of course, I wasn't able to learn. I had to attend to my father. And so one time I had to get from my father soda water, seltzer water, and grape juice. So I had to go at night. It was pitch dark. They didn't have any street lights. And then all of a sudden, a dog starts to bark. I became so frightened. I was a young boy. And my fear of a dog, even a barking dog, is hereditary. My father was afraid of a dog. My mother was afraid of a dog. My paternal grandfather, grandmother was afraid of a dog. Everybody, 7 generations. So I started to run. I didn't know on the country. The more I run, the more the dog, who is barking, chases after me. And I didn't know that one of the signs of a mad dog is he doesn't bark. If he barks, it's the best sign. It's not mad. It's not mad. There's no rabies. So he started to run after me. Then I fell down. So it appeared to me that a certain person with a gun in his hand was trying to shoot me. And then I wasn't paranoid in any way. Maybe now I'm paranoid. But not in those days. So it appeared somebody who was trying to shoot me. I started to scream, Tate, Tate. It was about 500 feet. My tata didn't appear. But one of the workers in the villa came and picked me up. I wasn't paranoid. So in other words, so that is... So I had a guess. And the moon is shining. I believe somebody tried to shoot me. So that was the only love to say. And here Gemara's reference to a Dayan who is not senses, who is not frightened, who is relaxed. But sometimes, you know, he becomes confused by the contradictions of the litigant, that he imagines certain things, so he should not admit it to the evidence, because keep away, far away from falsity. We not only die on. She did have been so good. She gave a whole lady, my head, Henu, be cool at all. I'm not sure But if I make a mistake, it's the responsibility of the witnesses, not mine. Tamalim vashekadir. Minayli Talmud, Talmud Shiesh of the Rabbi. A student was not ordained yet. Sits before his Rabbi, before his master. V'reyes chus loni v'chev loshe. Suppose there's an litigation between one lot and he's very poor, and another litigant who's very rich. The rich litigant presents a claim for $10,000 from the poor litigant, who is a pauper. That the Talmud is not allowed to feel inhibited and keep silent, but he has to say, never mind respect for a rabbi. True, Meir Rabcho Kemir Shamayim, the Talmud says, that the awe you should have for your master should be like the awe you have before Almighty God. So, but in this situation, ignore. Forget about all. You have to say it. If an ignorant person knows that this, an innocent person is being prosecuted, he has to say it. And even if the judge tells him, as the way it's done here, if you don't keep quiet, then I will render a verdict that you are guilty of contempt of court. So he should say it. So he'll be guilty. So what will happen? He'll be arrested. You know that there is this true story. Galilei lived in the 16th century, I think.
Right.
The 16th century. So he said that it's not true what mankind has been teaching. That was the Aristotelian concept. Aristotle, the big philosopher in Greece, in Athens, the big astronomer, the big scientist in those days, he was a big scientist, said that the sun revolves around the earth. And he taught, like Copernicus, that the earth revolves around the sun. And the church, who unfortunately was not versed in the true meaning of the verses in the Bible, says that that's heresy, because the Torah mentions in Yoshua, Shemesh be given the sun. Stop for a moment. Stop revolving. Be in a standstill for a moment. So the sun miraculously stopped. So that's heresy. But the truth is that the Zohar is the basic book in Kabbalah. Sefer, we have two basic books, Sefer Yetzirah and Zohar. The Zohar was written by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Who was Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Rav Shimon ben Yochai was a Tani who spoke out against the Roman government. He had such audacity. Azus Dikdush, that's audacity of sanctity. So he spoke against the Roman government, against Transcripus of Russia, the wicked Transcripus, who promised to Rabbi Shueba Hananye that he'll rebuild the temple. And many Jews believed. Even Tanoim certainly believed him. Emperor, how could an emperor not keep his words when everybody will know that he's a liar? But Rabbi Shimon Yochai said no. Rabbi Shueba Hananye said no. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who was a Talmud, said no. So the Roman spies heard it. and reported it to Don Slipisage, and he told me, so he was put in a cave. I hid before the Roman soldiers had an opportunity. He hid in a cave together with his son for 7 years. And there he wrote the Zohar. So Galilei preached that the earth revolves around the sun. Now, but the pasuk in Yeshua says Hashem the given name. So the Radak, Rabbi David Kimch, one of the greatest commentators upon the Bible, who lived at the beginning of the 13th century, was born in 1204, the year when the Rambam Maimonides passed away. So he says there are two expressions in the Torah. One is Shemesh and one is Cham. Cham was reference to the sun, but Shemesh means a satellite. So on the contrary, who is the satellite of the sun? The earth. So Shemesh, the given day, means inversely, earth being a stalemate. Alright. So the Catholic Church in Rome rendered a verdict that Galilei has to be hanged. So he was taken out to be hanged. So then the priest dressed in his priestly, dignified vestment, hypocritically said to him, Galilei, repent, so we will not kill you, we will not hang you. So then he said, I repent, it was nonsense, it was stupid. The sun revolves around the earth. And then he retracted and said, but how can I say it? The truth is, I forgot the Latin expression. The truth is that the earth revolves around the sun. So he was hanged. So that's the way Jews should act. And that's the way all the dealings soil throughout the ages, during the Talmudic period, during the Gaonic period, and later, after the decree in 1942, which was issued by Ferdinand and Isabella the Queen. Ferdinand was a nice person, but he was a fool. But Isabella ruled that every Jew who refuses to accept the Christian faith has to be hanged. Or, and that was through the efforts of Abravanel, move out. She wanted they should be hanged. But Abravanel, you know, saved the Spanish Empire from collapse. He said that he was such a genius. Don't be so capable now. So he led the Jews of Spain in their expulsion, and then they went to Portugal, and then they went to Turkey, and there they settled. So that's the way a Jew should act.
Rebbe, is Rebbe saying that for the sake of truth, a person should be willing to give
it all
his
depends
life,
what kind of truth, not for the sake of truth, to prove that Reb Chaim Mischidushim was right, then he'll be Ma'abed as Mordas, for the sake of truth, to save Klal Yisrael, to save humanity, so the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name. Okay. Otherwise, it doesn't come with him after the Hakamim. Because Madalach son of the Chavrisa, he wouldn't like it if another person would testify against him when he's completely innocent. ערים קנישי, שעסקו עצמם, אם איש נהרנים על המרזק, וזה בוינה וקנש, ובתייח על חזוקי, שהוא ישראל, בקוז איזה בוט. ושמואל אמר, זה לקח שזה שיש להשיג. ערים בבריישיס, כי ישעסקים איש נהרנים על המרזק, וזה בו וקנש, ובתייח על חזוקי. In Hegel's or going light, Afukim Hai, among a popular Afukim Alk, is in Melach Postleides now. Not Postleides, is Kosleides. If he's in Melach Kosher, not the Rosh, why should he Postleides? But Melach is Lidom, Lidom, Nisi. Because of COVID, same tosim lachom alech, shetei mosi alech, and rav shemochom kveid ispilem mochom. Rabbeim shemochom kveidon ispilem mochom, but melech shemochom kveidim shemochom mochom. Why? Because the mitzvah of shetei mosi alech is not the mitzvah of melech aveir. There is that it's eternalizing to Melech Hoshe. In Melech Hoshe Yisrael, Tachos. So, Eliyahu was Mishanes as Moslem when he had to appear for Achav Dinah Yisrael. The one who was worshipping the Baal and who allowed his wife, Yisrael HaMashas, to kill the Nevi Hashem, such a Hashem Echud, a Biyah without any values, without any morality, without any ideals, because his power b'shleim malchus, ki b'shleim cha, ki b'shleim ha, yelach Hashem. No better, no matter how wicked a ruler is, he's a tyrant. But without any administration, so the land will become a jungle. Ish Yisrael Chaim Lod. Ish Yisrael Chaim Lod. So we have to cope with him and fight him with the Derech HaShalom. And we have no right to rebel against him. And then the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had to show respect to Pare HaRosh, the tyrant. We issued a decree that Kol HaBein HaYiritza, Kol HaBastecha. So, it's a Israel of it has nothing to do with him. He might be the biggest force, but he's not allowed to rebel. So Mele, Besni is not allowed with the ice to become ladies. Because who can withstand the challenge that Shem Beshetach could withstand when he said, Yana HaMelech HaMeiro HaLech, never mind Yahweh, I'm not afraid of your servant. Who the source? You are standing before God, not before me.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Isn't there a difference by Moshe because it was a Nelson Sarah?
So what?
It's the same halachas
as the contrary. So it's Kavachayim. Even somebody who has a good melech is not who you have to show respect to Pari HaRosh, the anti-Semitic.
Does that mean you have to show respect to Hitler also?
Chas v'shalom.
Why?
Hitler, first of all, was not appointed by the German people. Don't you know, he set fire to the Reichstag and he fabricated the story, the big lie, that the communist set fire in order to antagonize the Germans who have, as Jung said, a race unconscious. The sender is a nizach, who are nizach, of the barbaric shootings who made havoc of Rome. The real barbarian, the Middle Ages, so they acted in a barbaric way. Everybody is Christian, but no one made such a havoc like you, like the Teutons. So it was, it's the new Semelchus. The Rambam writes in Zer Avede that if a Melech issues a decree about taxes, so we have to pay it, even if it's not going to pay it off. But when we need this money, circles filled. In those days you didn't have plebiscites, quote, but if every new Melech issued his own code, so then if it circulates freely, it's aye that the people gave their consent. So he's a listener. He's an actorist.
And let's say they would have voted for him.
So it's
then,
still,
and let's say he would have still done what he has done.
Yeah.
But he had legal power to do so.
It's still not legal. Just as the United States.
But let's say
one second. The Nazis, Nuremberg. When the Nazis in Nuremberg issued the decrees, so the United States government had no jurisdiction. But there's a change, a special situation. Because when do we have to have jurisdiction given to us by the people, if the people act like human beings? But if people act like Hayes,
so you're,
worse than Hayes.
So you're saying that Paro was better off? Paro did act properly?
Paro. So, let's say I need to take care of this about Paro. Could be considered today on a relative scale as a moderate. Philip Klutznik told me 13 years ago when I visited him, in order to exert pressure upon Assad, that he should release Mr. Baum. She's coming next week. I mean, not next week, in the Thanksgiving weekend, to me, and she wants me to do something again. I don't think that he's alive. There isn't a chance, a remote possibility. This is 13 years, and he hasn't heard from me. He's dead. There's no doubt. So, and at that time I met Senator Percy. And Senator Percy did everything in the world, everything. He went to Syria to talk personally to King Assad. Is a big Washington. He didn't come to that.
No.
Peace with him. He sent some.
He didn't send anybody.
Rabbi, is there a story to say that if the king or the ruler doesn't treat you as one of his subjects, then you don't have to treat him as a king? Meaning, if the king says...
All the tyrants treated the Jewish resident as subjects. Even their own kind, they treated as subjects. There's no such thing as civil rights or Jewish. Of course it is. He's a slave.
No, I mean a subject meaning Hitler didn't treat. Hitler didn't treat the Jews as human beings.
Of course. He treated them like animals. Worse.
So they don't have to treat him as the king. He wasn't a king to them.
He's not the king. He's an animal. And it's an insult to all the animals.
Is it possible?
I am the tiger. Why you laughing?
Is it possible?
Chemistry, yes.
Is it possible to say that Kigeri Sabarzo is referring to Paro before the persecution?
No.
The other Paro?
After Matan Torah, he's after persecution. It's a mitzvah that he's naked there.
But maybe it's because of the way he was before the persecution, because of the other Paro, not because of this Paro.
Okay. So we have to have great answers. We shouldn't forget what God did. At the same time, we have to have that we are the mayor of Amorim that was the Sidra Yishlim of the Apostle Kalayonim, and the other man, the Solomon Mohammed. Paradox. All of the of Teras Meish is paradoxical.
And what about Bilam? Is there a concept of showing respect to Bilam?
No.
No?
We call him Bilam Moshe.
Right.
Okay.
But doesn't Rashi quote...
You shouldn't forget, you have to remember that in every generation there is a Bilam and there is a Balak.
But doesn't Rashi quote the Chazal that when the Asom speaks to Bilam, the Rashi says, I should have killed you and kept our son alive. But because it's not covered of rias that the animal should insult a human being. Therefore, he allowed him to kill the son. So you see, right, so Malach is saying there's a concept of covered of rias even to Bila, even towards Bila.
Of course.
Because he said that an animal insulted him. Right.
It's a pagan, the horse. Not that control for us. The times, Shalom says, we are not going to be able to do this. We are not in the God, to our control to some of our bodies. When the pagan was allowed to do well, in our soil, the Yeshiva Secho saw anyone who became a pagan who was raised by the attention of Shalom Seva. And then, because of his own choice, he became a Hoshe. So then, the Malum Lumarim, but on the other hand, because that appears of a pagan, he was a Hoshe, is Deichem is Rabbi. The Dalgin Alarins, the Lori, Lireis, Malachim, Lori Rak Malachim Israel, and the Dam Malachim Ilichot. Now, I need to give more about the sea. And the Gemara said, so it's possible he is with the Rabbon. So Mandom is Sachi Bikuvi, where his Psum is on the Rabbon on Kolshmach. Because Melachim the Reise, but on the other hand, Melach is not possible with the Reise, not possible in the Rabbon, only in Israel and Mokim. What was the difference? Since there is a Nisaresh of Nurum Okain, so Bezdin Sanhedrin is not allowed to recover Hiddish. And if Bezdin is recovered Hiddish by Isaiah, so the Kabbalah Seders is no employed in Hadha. As if no Hiddish came, just circumstantial evidence, they're not allowed to render a verdict on the basis of circumstantial evidence. Certainly not in the first one. Even the Kamsa Amla says that a diet on the basis of wonder can render a verdict, not on the basis of evidence. Abu Sakhi the Kubri, Mandu Amalek, Abu Sakhi the Kubri, the Raisi Merzachos, the Rabbonan Ubesu, now we have the Rambam.
Yeah, you have the Rambam right
here. This is the Rambam.
Yeah,
this is the Rambam.
Yeah, same.
This is the YouTube. Aleph, whatever, Abrige. Alochetesh. Rachei made Abde. Oy Amos. Oy Beis. The Kilo Shokhavir. The Dovo. Shef Shaloi Shiknei. Remember. Here we go. Behein. Behivtze Beyashlok. He didn't force. He didn't exercise any physical courage, but he just negative. So, until he became tired and fatigued and knocked out, it's constant again. Day after day, night after night, the telephone keeps on ringing. He is sleepless, right? She decided what should I do. That crazy person, the dude, my father said, I'll ask him for a big advice, something about it. Now they say, I shall not command you after being, she knows you, Rabbi, as he never raises, she never moves up. They make him and I say, okay, she ain't in the night. The first stage is tabo. What is tabo? It doesn't verbalize. It doesn't try to materialize. He just is he keeps on aspiring. And he's very weak and very cautious. The achimut means he starts verbalizing it, nagging it. Mujin, exerting mild pressure, Pandora, he doesn't let him sleep. The Achimut, maybe with the might. Maybe he gets the Tava of the blood. Hatava made the Lechim. The Achimut never gets it. She knows what's a pilot, the Nikaya, half a piece here, but I'm coming. The Yves of the Rain, the other he gets it. Shenemna, Vichom du Bote Mikoshu. Vimom du Ala Baili, Vimom da Baili Bifon of Latsimaneinom, Vimom Lixe, Yavu Jordan, Seomad, Maishacho, and the Beit, Halvi Beit. Holemarito, Shami Sabe, Vimom Lavech, Vakini Dovushi Sabe, Vihefzer, Shifzabali, Koshame, Tumal Kresher, Irish Nela, Nika, Emal, Sach, Mitzisa, Bosu, Irish Lisla, Sach, Mitzisa, Ben, Lisis, Halach, Lidin. Kodis, Hadir, Shame, Pute, Jonah, Jonah, Mosul, Men, Shema, Kino, Chis, Kobutsia, Besa, Nedishabi, Rav, Bechei, מויש חזיר קיימס, עושה גז נחישובה, ובומי לו, וערסף נפילה, תקונס חכם מי. שנקב למה, אבריזם, ומייחל, כי לקרי, הדרך הישור על השם, כל הקרבנו עוד מייצילה, וחכם יחם. So that two of us are one by Loisach, the Roma Beisach. So when he's able to Loisach me, if he hit him and didn't go, he gave a lot of money, But as a result of the physical and now pressure, he said he still didn't say Reitzen. So then if he didn't say Reitzen, so he chose the Bilibe, it was lateral Hamas. So then he's thinking, but if on the Sahmi, but if he said Reitzen is not a way, so if he didn't say Reitzen, so it's not a valid sense, the Sahmi will say. And but if he said Reitzen, he's certainly not even only six, because he pays for a lot of things, twice. He shouldn't take anything. He shouldn't take anything against his horse. But if it is ultimately with his horse, even though the horse itself was false, so it's not against his horse. Justice would say, by hearing that if he has, is one of those who bears this cave, let's see, let's say, he has a venereal disease, AIDS, or syphilis, or tuberculosis, for they invented a cure for tuberculosis. So then, if he said Reitzen, so he said that ultimately he agreed. And even Rabbi Shmai is Gali, he didn't agree on the Zohar Sholem. He don't consider the inhibited. The inhibited. But only the explicit one. That's one aspect. The second aspect is relating of God. And the Sahmei, and the Lord Yishishab, the sixth rule, there is no malchus for a different reason. Because it's Laman Zeklerse, Laman Zeklerse, but the Sahmei, the Yishishab, is neither Laman Zeklerse, nor the Laman Zeklerse. Oma Avrom, Yisi, Kim Kol Nizek, Veilchon, Yisikogun, Kiel Sachay, Amuzah Lema, Yishu Chay Vitashmo, Zetzvam Vitashmo, Magusif, Shal Chay Vitash, Eshal Chay Vitash, Chay Vitashmo, Esatzeo, Ofi Chenerik, Tam Chay, Loshva Chayrin, לא שבחייקס לבל, עד כמה שם, עכשיו זה מחייקס. According to the Raved, Rishachmeid is a chivishimo. Ligabe, Rishachave, everybody agrees it's a chivish. Halmorish. But Ligabe, so Rishach made, so according to the Ramban, even Rishach, which is the second stage, so he is a Chivish Halavis, according to the Ibe, he is a Chivish Ivo, and we know them, the Chaveir, not just the Ramban, and according to the Ibe, so Rishach, he is a Chivish Halavis, but just like as the Magnushti says that.
No, he's asking how can you control yourself?
What?
How can you control your tithes?
How does the Torah recalish Loy Shishav? As Ushkhor, what can I do? So the Messiah says, you never find the situation or a Negroite, a peasant who fell in love, madly in love with the princess. If he doesn't do Shumera, he has to be locked up, Shumera. So why does he fall in love? Because he doesn't care what the Torah says, what natural law says. He wants the princess. So never mind. I can't do it. What does he want? Tell me now. Stop. I think if I send it, I can do it.